again welcome all of you to Word of God Church, and at this time, Deacon Freeman will lead us in prayer.
Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day to give you praise and honor. We thank you with thanksgiving for all that you have done for us this year, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, for blessing our families and our friends, for your angels guarding our home and our workplace. Thank you, Holy Father.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you for your word, as in 2 Samuel 22:31, for it gives us direction to the path of salvation. It allows us to be the person that you designed us to be. We thank you for your presence this morning, Father, because your word says that when two or more are gathered in your name, you will be in the midst. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy, for it provides a shield for us to live a peaceful, joyful life.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that we never forget what you went through for us. We are truly grateful to you for going to the cross for us.
Yes.
No one but you would have done that for us, Lord, and we thank you for loving us so much. Father, we thank you for Bishop Cuff and his personal commitment to Jesus as his Lord and Savior. We thank you for his faithfulness to your flock, for giving him a helpmate that is deeply rooted in the Word and always striving to obey your commands. Lord, let them, along with each church member, look toward you each morning for your guidance, and to thank you each evening for your blessings. We pray that Bishop and Sister Cuff both continue to do your will with Christ-like spirit and integrity. Holy Father, we pray for the Word of God Church and the Julius C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministry. Lord, help us to remember that we have to be committed to you before any plans we make succeed. For it's written in Proverbs 16:3, we need your guidance and blessings for all our plans. We know, Lord, that we need your input from the smallest thought to life-changing plans. And we acknowledge that when we commit these plans to you, we glorify you. Father, we pray for the men and women in our military. And we ask you to protect them, encourage them, and strengthen their spirit, their soul, and their body as they carry out their duties. In Jesus' name. Lord, Father, thank you for not letting anyone or anything come against us. But we know without a doubt that no weapon formed against us will succeed. We stand on your word, Lord Jesus. It is our heritage, a blessing that you have given each of us. Father, we pray this morning for the ill, physically or mentally, for the homeless, those who are wounded in spirit, and those who are grieving. We ask, Father, you send them relief and comfort and to use their suffering to bring them closer to you. Give them the peace and the shelter that they seek, Father. And Lord, our heart's desire is that all our friends, our loved ones be saved, as the words written in Romans 10:1. Father, please send a messenger into their lives that will cause them to turn their lives over to you. We ask the Holy Spirit to remove the veil from their eyes. 2 Corinthians 3:14. Father, bless the Word of God Church.
Bless us, Lord.
Guide and light to us, and we give you praise and glory for all those that have been led to its humble doors, and pray that many more will be led to the body of Christ to hear the word. We ask this of you in Jesus' precious name. Father, thank you for this hour, and we give you all the praise and glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
And God bless you, Deaconess Freeman, and we're always encouraged by your prayers. This morning, before we get started on the sermon, I want to welcome all who will hear this by way of recording, either through our church website or by receiving one of the CDs that we have put out. And if you've got one and would like to join us, the call-in number is 916-233-3335. And once you get in, it'll ask you for a code. The code is 657652 pound. And so we greet you in the spirit that God is always in charge. Amen?
Amen.
And that no matter what part of this globe you're on, you can fellowship with the Word of God Church. For the Bible says we're two or three, as Deaconess Freeman in her prayer included, gathered. He's in the midst of them. And so as we come together this morning, we come together in that spirit that we are one flock, one body in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And so this morning, I want to talk to you very briefly from a subject, stay focused on Christ. Stay focused on Christ. As I told some earlier before we started the broadcast, sometimes God speaks to me, and I pray he speaks to you. And last night in the wee hours in the morning and early this morning, he spoke to me to totally change the sermon. The sermon that I wrote is sitting over to my right, but I had to start early this morning writing the sermon that you're about to hear, because I believe that the Lord speaks to the righteous.
Amen.
And if we listen, we will hear his voice and heed his call. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning we find ourselves in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, which I say is significant because Sister Freeman just included that in her prayers. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I'll give you, there's three of them, Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and Romans chapter 6, verse 13. I will read all three of those to you. Again, the title of the sermon is Stay Focused on Christ. Romans 12, 1 says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Luke 9:23 says, then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Romans chapter 6, verse 13 states, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, hallelujah, and offer the parts of your body to him as an instrument of righteousness. And so this morning, as we go down this journey, I want to ask you a question. At church, the question this morning for us is, how can we stay focused on Christ all day long? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
If we kept our minds on him, we would be better off, and those who are around us would be better off. Amen?
Amen?
One of the problems we face is that we live in a fast-paced world. You see, it's so easy to get caught up in daily grind and lose sight of the true purpose of life. And so you have no mistake about it. The true purpose of life is to worship God. Amen?
Amen.
And that's why Paul says that it's our duty, it's our charge to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. So we cannot allow things in this kingdom to distract us. You see, each believer is striving to remain focused on God. You must wake up as you start your day's journey with the notion that God has a purpose for you, and you must be on a mission to do the will of the Father. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So as we venture through this, we'll see that each individual needs might be different as far as what God has given you to do. But the reality is that all of us should have the purpose that God has something for me to do this day for his glory. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so as you start each day, you must remember that we must stay focused. You see, your focus might be to memorize scripture, and I encourage you to do that. You see, once we learn a scripture, that meant we have eternalized it. It becomes a part of us, and we are able to, when the Spirit has need for us to bring it up, it will come back to your memories. Amen?
Amen.
And that is what we need to be about. What is it that God has a purpose for us each day? We might have the purpose of Bible study or you name it, but you must understand and hear God's call to you about what he has for you to do. Also, each of us must have this in the form of activities, something that each believer can do in order to keep their focus where it needs to be. You know, a lot of us like to get away with not doing anything. We, you know, we can come listen to the word and all that, but we don't make us do something. Now, come on with me. Don't make us be required to do something. I submit to you that you're required to surrender your life to Jesus.
Amen.
See, when you surrender your life to him, your needs, wants, worries, pains, joys, all the surrendering of our physical and emotional and mental and spiritual things come under the auspices of giving it up, turning it over to Christ. And then you'll be in a position to be of use to him. That's why in Romans chapter 1, it says clearly, you're urged, and that urging is a very strong urging. That by the mercies of God that we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. And so as we go through each day, we must be mindful that we are that living sacrifice. Our form of worship is tied to how we lived and served God. Amen?
Amen.
It's not about an assembly. It's about an individual walk with Christ. And in order to do that, you have to surrender all to him. Amen?
Amen.
Told you in Luke 9:23. Then he said to the crowd, if anyone wants to be my followers, you must put aside your selfish ambitions, shoulder your cross, hallelujah, and follow me. Listen at me. You and I can no longer live to ourselves. We must live unto Christ. And everything that we do, word or deed, we must do all to the glory of God. And so you've got to ask yourself when you get up in the morning, what's my cross to bear today? John MacArthur was preaching this morning, and he was talking about our suffering. You see, if you do God's work, you're going to suffer. But he said, I'm with you. You ain't got to worry about it. You do my will, I'll take care of the pain that you might have.
Amen.
So we all have to be under that power. That dunamis power, that Holy Ghost power, that we can take up our cross daily and follow him. You see, that's a perpetual thing. That's not something you do sometimes. We must be focused that every hour of every day the question should come in our mind, Lord, what can I do for you this minute, this hour? I don't care if you're at work or if you're retired or what your case may be. You and I always should be focused on the Father.
Amen. Amen.
I was on a call, I went on a call. I received a series of teachings yesterday when in my business adventure that I go on a call early. And, you know, I talked to y'all some time ago about snails and what were the fast things? You had slugs and what was the other one?
Ants.
Right. Ants, thank you. You see, the ant is always busy. The slug just slugs along. And so I usually go on calls 15 minutes early, and I'm on conference calls every day on 1 and 11. And this gentleman, by the way, is the same age I am. Now, listen to this. This guy's a millionaire. No doubt in my mind, he has books and so forth. And so what he does when he comes on early, he tests the line. And normally, he'll say, is anybody there? And guess who's there? And I have established a relationship with this fellow every morning because he knows now to say, Jerry, are you there? You see, the focus is important in our lives. If you stay focused on something, I don't care what it is.
Amen.
Truly focus on it, and then you follow through by doing something. You will succeed. I don't care what it is if you have a focus. One of the problems with mankind is he spreads. Y'all listen to this closely now because it's coming from the Spirit. It ain't on my text. You know what? Well, years ago, I used to have CBs. We lived in Northern Virginia right along the Dulles Access Route. And I was one of the responders that when people's cars broke down, I would call the state police. And I talked to the CBers, and a guy told me, you need to get beams. beams take the signal and it focuses it in one direction. Like the guys out in Shenandoah Valley up at Skyview Drive can focus those beams down on Northern Virginia, D.C. area, and come through just as crystal clear. You see, most antennas are circular. Beams are omnidirectional. And that's how we got to be. Beams focus in. And when you take all your energy and focus it into one thing, you have power.
Amen.
You have power to send signals from Skyview Terrace all the way down here to Richmond, Virginia. I used to sit in the first house we had here when CBs was still strong and hear guys coming in blasting from northern, way up in the mountains, because they had these gigantic beams on top of their houses that took all their signal and focused it in one direction. I submit to you, that's what we have to do. We must stay focused, laser focused. Here's the problem. Most of us are spreading. You see, you're omnidirectional, so you got a little bit of signal going all the way around, not enough to make any difference. Y'all come on with me now. You know, you get up in the morning and you go out on the street and you run your mouth and you eat lunch and you go to, next thing you know, you're back driving in that traffic. And you get home, and you ain't did nothing but spread all day long.
Amen.
Y'all come on with me.
Amen.
You haven't focused in on doing nothing for God because you're too busy spreading. Well, let me take this and keep working with it. You see, when you're in your car, you could be listening at the word. Now, if you want to spread, then listen at everything but the word. Y'all, come on now. You see, the more of the words you get in you, the more power you will have to do what the word says to do.
Amen.
You can't pick it up on Sunday and come here and expect to have that focus that you need to have, that power. You've got to have that word with you all day long. And one of the things that I pray with our church website, that our young people, you see, they're focused on iPods. You and I don't know what they got in there, but whatever they're listening at, they're focused on it. Come on with me, somebody. And if you're a smart parent and have the power to ask to let you hear what they're listening at, y'all come on with me now.
Amen.
You see, most of us don't have the power to do that. Kemp said to tell them. Yeah, but see, that's power. When you tell somebody, you see, when you have the authority, you can tell them, let me hear it.
Amen.
When you don't have the power and authority, you got to say, can I?
Amen.
And then their authority kicks in and says, you're invading my privacy. This is my iPod. I don't care if you paid $200-$300 for it. It's mine, and you can't listen at what's on it. Are y'all starting to get the drift of this spreading? You see, we got the devil focusing in on our children. We don't know what they're listening in on. All I know is everywhere I go, I see those two white things hanging down from their ears.
Amen.
The
Amen.
The more wisdom and knowledge you get, the more you know whatever controls the mind controls the existence. And so if you don't, you know, if you can't go in your children's room and all, you know, back in my day, my mother busts in my room, I could be in there strip star naked.
Amen.
That was cruel. And I wouldn't think about saying, Mama, I'm not dressed, because she'll tell me, get dressed. You ain't got nothing I ain't never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what we do now is, dear, can I come in? Can I come in?
Amen.
Who paying the mortgage in this house?
Amen.
Amen.
Understand, so you get some reality check. You and I must stay focused. And if your focus is on Christ, everything you do, he will be at the center of it.
Amen.
Rather than word or deed, be it your children, you always be focusing on what is in the mind of my children. But if you're spreading, you'll never know that, because you're jumping from this to that. Your children don't, you don't have time. We don't even see our children. I watch these daycare buses come roaring through here. And you know, that's a dangerous thing. I tell you, I need to write a book about daycare buses. Some of these people come through here. We got one lady that comes through here. God bless her. She's a member of the church I was licensed at. And she waves to me in the spring and summer when I'm outside in the morning. Think I'm crazy looking up in the sky all the time. Now I really got something to look. I'm trying to find one of them flying squirrels that might have got drunk and was still out in daylight trying to make it in. And I invite y'all to look at the corners of your houses at night and see if them boys jumping. But this lady comes by, and she is not above the steering wheel. She's looking in between the steering wheel and got 15, 20 children in that bus. I said, you know what? People are crazy. You know why? They didn't focus on who's driving the child at home. They focus on getting them somewhere. Y'all, I don't think y'all got that. You need to know who's got your children. You know, some of these daycares have cameras where you can sit at work and plug into it and see what's going on.
Amen.
See, that's the start. But I got one better. If you homeschool your kids or be there when they get off the bus, you'll know what's going on because it's fresh in their mind when they come in the house and say, something went wrong like mine used to do, we were on the case.
Amen.
I'm not trying to get off on that, but I'm trying to tell you, focus is a totality of your existence. Whatever you focus on is what you are. It's like me now with eating. I focus on food as poison. And if I have to shoot insulin at me, I'm in trouble. And it ain't hard to focus on not eating when you know you're getting ready to go down a path you don't want to go down. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And that's the focus you should have on your Christian walk. You should be so laser focused that nothing will get you off point. Unfortunately, that's not the case. You see, we have not surrendered our lives to the Father. And once we do that and we start getting focused, not on ourselves, but on the place upon which we should be in Christ. Right now, we are mostly focused on ourselves. You know, I look with great interest at this church up the street, and right in this little neighborhood, there are three churches. It's almost like seeing there's one on every corner. And all three of them have one commonality. Each one of them have daycares. And the one that is closest to me, when I walk, I can see all these folks come up there with these vans. It's like a van brigade. They don't have nothing but vans, soccer moms. And they bring those children to that church in the morning, and then they all come back around 1 o'clock to pick them up. So these aren't working mothers, working on job mothers. These are homemakers. Now, I'm saying to myself, you know, what is it that, why they don't want those kids to stay at home?
Amen.
So what is it? What are they doing? Are they going to the mall? I mean, how are you going to take your kid to a daycare center when you at home? They need their time. I submit to you, your time is not your time. Your time is the Lord's time. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. If he saw fit, you would have no more time. Yet we have everything that we can see around us that we're focusing on instead of having Christ as our focus.
Amen.
Y'all might as well say amen because the truth will set you free, I tell you.
Amen.
You see, all of our approaches in life are frustrated when we don't have Christ at the center of our life.
Amen.
And Satan amasses this so that you get to the point where you accept his lie rather than the truth. I have people who tell me all kinds of excuses for different things related to their walk, and none of them stick with me, so I know they ain't sticking with Christ. You see, you and I must remember that the devil's job is to keep you not focused on Christ. Can I get an agreement on that?
Amen.
You don't care what you do, but you cannot stay focused.
Amen.
And he is shrewd. He'll find your weakness, and he'll have you going to see Skippy Bun, the comedian, or or Snoop Dogg. I don't care what it is, he will find a way to distract you from the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're so easily, the Bible said, we're so easily misled. We're so easily beseeched because we don't have Christ as a focus. I told you last week, a week before, you have to know him in order to love him and in order to obey him. You can't obey who you do not know. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So the question is this morning, again, from a different perspective, are we true disciples? Are we disciples that are focused on Christ? And so no one has a mistake about it. The word disciple simply means that you're a follower, one who accepts and assists in spreading the gospel is the other point. And I talked to you about that last week, about witnessing. You see, Christian disciple is a person who accepts and assists in the spreading of the good news of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
See, Christian disciple, it's a process by which disciples grow in the Lord Jesus Christ and are equipped by the Holy Spirit. Don't tell me we can't go out and witness to people. We can, if we're focused on the Lord, if our selves become secondary. You see, you can never go along not knowing that the self is our enemy. Amen, lights. We are our worst enemy because we still have the natural nature that we were born into this world in, which was a nature that we had out of our mother's womb, which is contrary to the will of God because we fell as a people back in the Garden of Eve. One of the things that people have difficulty understanding is that a child is born in sin. You can sit up there and say, oh, what a pretty little baby. Isn't that baby pretty? Sit up there and don't get that baby his milk and you'll see how pretty it is. Or don't give him his rattler or whatever they want. If you want to know the truth about it, just start messing with him and see what happens.
Amen.
Yeah, y'all might as well say amen. Try your children. Tell them to turn the TV off and leave it off and take the iPods out of here until you hear everything is on it. And here comes the battle. The natural nature. It's our nature to battle against God's will.
Amen.
1 Peter 3:15 says, But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Did you get that? In your heart, you got to make Christ your Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer for everyone who asks you to give an answer or a reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Amen?
Amen.
You see, all of us must walk in the way that the Lord has laid out for us in Scripture. And so with that in mind, I want to give you a series of points that will hopefully will help you this week that you can stay focused and be a disciple. Number one, putting Jesus first in all things. That's a major consideration. I mentioned to you last Sunday about this fact that we must be slaves to the Lord. That means that whatever his will is, it must be our will. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, my son. God bless you. You see, putting Jesus first is a requirement. Listen in Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 38. Then he called the crowd to him alone with his disciples and said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul?
Amen.
Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my word in this adulterous and sinful generation. The Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. Hallelujah. You see, church, the disciples of Christ need to set themselves apart from the world. And that's another one of our problems. We refuse to cut this world loose. We won't surrender all to Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
And you cannot be fit for service until you give it up. Amen. You must focus on the Lord and the things that are pleasing to him in life. Point two, you must be following Jesus' teachings. I've tried throughout my ministry to always tell you what the teachings are, because that's essential that you know what Jesus teaches. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Listen to John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. To the Jews who have believed in him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you hold on to his teachings, church, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let me help you with that a little bit. Sometimes when we hear the truth, we automatically go into an argument mode. And that's because we don't want to hear that.
Amen.
Let me give you an example. Hebrews 9:23. Somebody check me out. It might be 24. Mimi usually kiss me back on it. It says simply, do not forsake the assembly of yourselves.
10:25.
Thank you, dear. What did I say?
I think 9:25.
All right. That, they call that dyslexia. Listen to me. You and I, that scripture says, cannot forsake the assembly of ourselves together. Can I get an agreement on that?
Amen.
Amen.
And yet we have members here in Richmond have not been to church now, in my count, 5 weeks. Somebody is supposed to be witnessing to them. Well, y'all see that? See what I told you what happened? Get real quiet. Long as you don't say nothing about the teachings, you're okay. But when you start pointing out things, that's when you go suffer, which is what you're supposed to do. Oh, y'all not? Amen, light.
Amen.
You see, this ain't a walking game, a talking game. This is a walking game. And you and I should be deeply concerned when anybody in Word of God Church is absent.
Amen.
Amen.
My dear daughter-in-law, Bree, who I'm going to put on the spot, she had to be on the south side. She called here this morning at some, I would say ungodly hour, but it was the godly hour. To say she would not be here this morning, but she would call in and told why she wouldn't be here. Bree, see, I have great respect for that. Know why? Your focus was on your church.
Amen.
You might as well say amen.
Amen.
I mean, she could have just not come. And then she would be showing disrespect to the bishop. Oh, y'all, I'm going to break this down. You see, when you're not here, that is, you are required to be here. And I'm due to respect of your presence. And that's why the scripture says, those who teach you must hold in high honor.
Amen.
It's not about giving me a whole lot of money. Your presence is all I need to
Amen.
Hear God's word.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 18. By the way, before I leave that, there's not one individual in Word of God Church that's not deeply loved by me. And I pray in the name of Jesus that not one of you will not go to heaven. The little life I got left in me, that's what my life is about. Making sure that each soul that God has put under my charge gets into the kingdom. And while they live on this earth, that they walk a godly life and they lift up the name of Jesus everywhere they go. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed of it. I love the Lord.
Amen.
And I love his people, and I will not sit by and be like a little twerk and not speak up when I see things wrong in God's house.
Amen.
That's the problem in most of our churches. The preacher too worried about his money. And he won't say nothing to nobody because they're afraid that they'll get kicked out of the church.
Amen.
Amen.
When it says to be in the assembly of God's people, you're supposed to be there. You cannot edify anyone when you're not present.
Amen.
So your focus has to be, nothing distracts me from my Lord.
Amen.
And right now, we allow everything to get in front of him. Let me tell you something. You don't have to ever tell me why you weren't here, because it's an excuse.
Amen.
Amen, lights.
Amen.
It's an excuse. If the Father says, do it, do it. I had never had a problem on a job saying, I cannot work on Sunday. And if that don't help, then fine, I'll look for another job. You must make that determination. You must make that call. And I'm not sitting here suggesting if you are on a job, even work on it, then, well, my bishop said that I can't work on Sunday. What I am suggesting to you that you must be mindful as you walk and live and have your being, who you belong to and who you work for.
Amen.
Amen.
I know that some of us have to work on Sunday. It's like Brother Lance, when he's not here, my heart is low. When you're here, I'm blessed, man. That's right. And that's how all saints should be. When one of us is absent, we all suffer.
Amen.
It's like Dee, when she had to go away on a job. It was away from Bible study. When she came back, we all were blessed. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Joseph, who has to go overseas and go here and there. I'm not suggesting that you don't have things that you must do. What I'm suggesting is when you make it a habitual habit to do it, you do it unto the devil and not to God.
Amen.
Samuel, the 28th chapter, verse 18. Because you did not obey the Lord or carry out his wrath against the Amalekites, and the Lord has done this to you today. And Jesus is the perfect example of obedience, church. Jesus did everything that God commanded him to do. You see, Jesus could have said, well, Lord, I'm tired today. I done talked to them people. They ain't paying me no mind. I'm going fishing. I throw my net out. I'll get to catch every kind of fish I want. They'll come right I'm going to sit there on the shore and clean them and fry them. And I'm going to bake them, rather, probably. This is the day off for me. I'm always amazed that preachers go on vacation for a month. People go on vacation from the Lord.
Amen.
This ain't no job. This is a calling.
Amen.
Great. I'm on vacation the month of August. Get all my money straight. Philippians chapter 3, verse 6 through 8. For zeal persecuting the church, as for illegal righteousness, you know what? There's no question I need some food. But whatever. So somebody read that for me. Somebody turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 6 through 8. Because the devil ain't going to win on this battle.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 6 through 8.
As for zeal persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faithfulness.
Some breath too, huh?
Let me read it again. 3:6, right?
Yeah, 6, 7, and 8.
Okay. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider lost.
Amen.
For the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
And who's doing the speaking there? Paul is. He done gone through changes. He had a zeal that was against God's people.
Yes.
And now he's focused.
Yes.
He's laser focused, church.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He knows what the mission is.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows where he came from, and he knows where he's going.
Yes.
Listen to me. Once you have been to the dark side of things,
mm-hmm.
and you get light, you don't stop. You stay focused on it.
Because
your light is your life, I tell you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but it's my light. I can't make it without the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I talk to him all day long. I know he's standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care where I go, what I do, he's in my mind.
Amen.
I don't need to worry about pleasing anybody but the Father who woke me up this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of us spend too much time trying to please people. Amen. The Word says, please God, not man. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Point three. Fruitfulness. Listen to John 15:5-8. I preached on this, you've heard it. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish,
yes,
and it will be given.
Amen.
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit,
yes,
showing yourselves to be my disciples. Did y'all hear that, church? We must bear much fruit. Let me tell you, we're on our way, by the way. You see, I am still overjoyed that we as a small church are in a position to do a powerful work for the Lord.
Oh,
y'all let me indulge me here for a minute. You know, all my ministry life, when I got called into ministry, I think I told y'all that once God just smacked me so hard that I couldn't turn nowhere but to him. And I went to my pastor and told him that I felt the calling on my life. And he said, well, okay, Brother Cuff, I'll meet with you at 3 o'clock at the church. And I got to the church out in the back parking lot and had my Bible ready to go talk to my pastor, and he didn't show up. I sat out in the parking lot of St. Peter Baptist Church and cried like a baby. I cried and I cried. And I said, Lord, is this what you want me to do? I wasn't worried about him not coming. I wanted to make sure that that's what God wanted me to do. And God said, dry up your tears and go down to that phone booth and call him. You didn't have no cell phone back then. And I went down and called him. He's sitting right at home. And when I got online, he said, I forget. And I hung up the phone and started crying again. How you go forget that once it's been called to come out? You know what it was? He didn't like to call him. But some 15, 18 years later, I'm still serving the master.
Amen.
See, it ain't about us, it's about him.
Amen.
And when you give your life to him, he will provide for you.
Yes, he will.
He will let nothing stand in the way.
Amen.
He'll equip you.
Amen.
I used to ask, Lord, why you give me this knowledge and there's only a few of us here. And guess what? I'm starting now to see it. When you get this tape in your hand, pray over it.
Amen.
Because we're going to give these tapes to people who would otherwise not see them or would have to buy it. The first one I gave out, the first thing I heard was, how much is it? Listen at me. You're blessing people. And they will say, no charge? You'd have mailed this to me at no charge? I believe that they're going to listen and hear God speak to them.
Amen. Amen.
And you did that. Each one in the sound of my voice who's a member of Word of God Church, you did that with your tithes and your offering. They're not going on frivolous things or being wasted. They're doing God's work.
Amen.
Y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
Because it's a fact. Fruitfulness. And as we continue to march, and listen at me closely, when I'm dead and gone, I submit to you that Word of God Church and Julius C. Freeman Sr. Outreach Ministry will be working on and on and on. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
This is a church that God built, that Christ built. And he said the gates of hell will not stand against it.
Amen.
So we ain't going nowhere but upwards and onwards into the kingdom. And we must have fruitfulness about us. Number four. Church, we must have love for disciples, for each other. I'm so thankful that all of us love each other. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I was at the church I was licensed for, and you see people in the grocery store, and they turn and duck you. In fact, they still do it. I've been away from that church, what, since 1990. I stood up at the Wawa's. And for those of you who know what Wawa's is, I don't go there no more. I can't get no more hoagies. But them Wawa hoagies about as close to Philadelphia one you will get in Richmond. But I had one big nose sister stood up there as close to me and looked me dead in my eyes. And I was getting ready to say, hey, sister, and I won't call her name because I don't know who will get this tape. Not that I wouldn't call her Sister Green. And turn her head. And I said, well, okay. God's still on the throne, and I'm still serving him.
Amen.
You can get out there in your little fancy black car and drive off. You better pray that I'm praying for you. Listen to me. You and I have to love each other because Christ loved us first.
Amen.
You can't belong to a flock where you don't have love for each other. What kind of foolishness is that? That's what you find on your jobs. Anybody supposed to come in the house of the Lord and you don't have love in your heart? You've got to have love in your heart for each other. We have to care for each other. We got a sister right now that's not a part of Word of God Church now, but she was. And I've been praying for her continuously since Mimi called and left word. And I ask your prayers for Sister Winston.
She passed away.
Okay, then she passed away. So now I ask for your prayers for her children because I've been praying the moment I heard it. See, this is why we can't be playing with this. This is no joke we're in. We're in a warfare. And the only way we're going to help people to be saved and when they draw their last breath, they know that the kingdom is in front of us if we get the word of God out to them. Thank you, Mimi. I don't mind it coming this way. Had a lot of people that I've known at the church I was in, they're falling off like flies. It's just unbelievable the amount of people that are dying. You wake up and you see them one day, and the next day they're gone. That only tells me that you and I must let people know there is a better place than this. And if you keep your mind on Jesus, he'll take you all the way to glory. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
It's a battle we're in, I tell you, for the hearts and the minds of people that are lost, that are out here trying to make it in this dark and low-down, dirty world.
Yeah.
You know, church, until I got in God's word, I didn't know how low-down this world is. This is
Amen.
A dirty kingdom.
Amen.
Everything in it is dirty.
Amen. Amen.
We must have love for each other. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10 says, this is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. We've got to love each other, and we do, and I give God the glory for that. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 13. And this one I encourage you to read often. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a sounding gong or a jangling cymbal.
Yes, yes, yes.
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing.
Amen.
If I give all my possessions to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I am getting nothing. Love is patient and love is kind. It does not envy and it does not boast. It is not proud, I tell you. It is not rude, and it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. Help me, Lord. You always protect. It always trusts, it always hopes, and it always preserves. Love never fails, I tell you.
Amen.
Where there are prophecies, they will cease. And where there are tongues, they will be silenced. Be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, hallelujah, the imperfected disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, and I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things away behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Hallelujah. Then I know in part, then shall I know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Amen.
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 By the way, so you make no mistake about it, where it says, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child, but I became a man and I put away childish things. That's talking about our growth in Christ.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We're no longer immature children doing immature things.
Amen.
We don't talk, nor walk, nor act like we used to. Come on with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse shows that love is not an emotion, it's an action. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
You have to act upon this. I tell my wife every day, I've been telling her for 40, going on 45 years, that I love her. And I do. I love the ground that she walks on, and I think y'all who know me know that.
Amen.
Amen.
My wife has always indirectly said that love is not something you say, it's something you show. And so she doesn't say it like I say it, but she shows it, and she's correct. You see, love is not a word, and love is an action.
Amen.
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 Now bear with me. You know, I don't know what situation or what Sister Winston's funeral, but I can tell you, I can bear witness to who she was that I know of her. She was a burly woman. When I last saw her, she had got so big she was riding around in the supermarket on one of them supermarket carts, you know, the little things you drive. But she was feisty. And she came out of the same church that I came out of, and And when we formed Word of God Church, along with Deacon Edison and Mimi and Kim and Connie and others, we were all there. And it will always be my family. I see our children every once in a while. Listen at me. Our women have suffered trying to raise children by themselves. And she was one of them.
Amen.
She had all girls. If you think that's easy to do, living in a project to raise girls, I got news for you.
Amen.
It ain't got nothing to do how fat they were, because she had a couple fat ones. One of her daughters ended up getting pregnant, having a baby, and I said, Lord Jesus, it's miracles. As big as that child was, that was some serious love affair. But God is good, I tell you.
Amen.
Amen.
See, that's what you call love.
Yes.
See, she's gone, but I still loved her. I always love her. I wish y'all had been back when Word of God Church started. Boy, we had a character bunch then. God is good, I tell you. This church has come a long way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Y'all bear with me. I'm almost finished.
Amen.
One day I'd come in there, and they were seeing cats walking around on the floor.
Ooh.
And spirits jumping up and down and all this other stuff. I tell you. You know what? That's how God has to do. He has to purge, and he has to work.
Amen.
1990, and we're still here.
Amen.
Thank God the cats are gone. That's some rough times. One day I look up here and I have all the church laying on the ground. It was twinking and jumping. I said, oh, Lord, we're getting ready to get sued. And at that time, we thought it was the Holy Spirit. And now we know better, don't we?
Amen.
See, that was emotionalism. That was following somebody who told you you had to do that. And see, I like I told y'all, I know I've told you, I went searching for that. I need to know what this slate in the spirit is. Because somebody getting ready to get hurt up in this camp. Finger bent and broken, and they bending the finger back. Something I'm going to heal it. Said, no, you bend it one more time. Y'all indulge me for a minute. So we bring this to a close. I think you got the message. You see, we have to share our faith, amen?
Amen.
And we have to tell non-believers about the wonderful changes Jesus has made in our lives. I don't know about you, but I got a story to tell. And I know you have one to tell. What God has done in your life. Listen to me. God has blessed you.
Amen.
I don't care how old you are. God has blessed us all.
Amen.
And we should be able to say
hallelujah
for the God who blessed us and called us from darkness to this marvelous light.
Hallelujah.
My time is about up, and in closing, I want to give you from the writings of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Yeah, don't stop him. I love to hear him. Yeah, man, God bless you. For those who hear this tape, it's our youngest member. I believe he's going to be a preacher myself. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, since you are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race, the mark for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What a beautiful way to end God's word. We must be perfected, I tell you, that we can serve the God that called us from darkness into his marvelous light. Deacon Edison, if you would approach the mic and lead us in prayer.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I just want to say this. I don't know if I told.
Can y'all hear Deacon Edison?
No.
Yeah.
I just want to confirm something today. There was a time I always had the spirit to help, not because I wanted to, because it was a spirit in me said help. Anybody that's on the side of the road or anything like that, you know, I go out my way to try to help them. It was just this particular time, there was someone stopped at the 7-Eleven up the street from us. Couldn't wonder, all of a sudden her car just stopped. Didn't understand why. She got out in a panic. Traffic kept going. No one would help her. I was at the 7-Eleven, and it just so happened it was the same lady, Sister Green. I recognized her when I was at St. Peter's. And all of a sudden, we went out there. Another guy tried to start her vehicle. Couldn't do it. I said, well, let me try. I got in the vehicle, turned the key, it started right up. She said, well, why, thank you. Can I offer you something? I said, no. And I said, she said unto me, where do I know you from? I said, you know, Bishop Cuff? Oh, you're the son-in-law. I said, yes. And you have a nice day, Mr. Green. And I went on about my business. But God is good.
Amen. And
always, not what we do, but it's what we take from the word that God has given us.
Amen.
He plants the seed. We don't know on the other end when something might bloom or flourish. We all are messengers.
Amen.
We all have to take that. We all have to say to ourselves, God, what do you want me to do? Not in what we say, but it's in what we do.
Amen.
And we take God, we thank God for the word today. For God has given us the word through the bishop.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Yeah.
Dear precious Lord, we're not always what you want us to do.
Well.
But today we thank thee for allowing us to be here.
Yeah.
It's been good. It's been great. No one is promised tomorrow.
Amen.
But there is a promise in you, dear Lord, that we have to go on. When one of us are down, the other one must come up. The other one must take over. Father God, you've given us this man, your bishop, unto us. Not worthy of the word, but it goes on.
Amen.
We've expanded not because we wanted to, because you allowed us to.
Amen.
And we thank you for that, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. So, dear Lord, give us all the encouragement.
Yes.
The will, the need, the spirit to move on.
Yes, Lord.
And to help somebody
yeah.
in what we do.
Amen.
They say, if you have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
Amen.
Say,
amen.
In his spirit, there's always something good.
Yes.
When we put self aside and allow the spirit to work, there's always something.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Father, to take the word and pass it on.
Amen. Is the name. Amen. God bless you, Deacon.
Amen.
Words. Yeah. What y'all call little Joseph again?
Boogie.
Boogie. Boogie on down, ain't he?
Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. We prepare our hearts for communion. Well, I have my little stopwatch here. We're doing good. I'm trying to get these to where we're finishing 1 hour. We're coming up on, well, we're over an hour, but not much over it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If you have your Bibles, please turn there. Every once in a while, I'll ask you to turn there so that you have it to remind you when you go back in your studies. And I'm real thankful. I praise God for your presence and for your indulging the word And more important, like Deacon Edison and Sister and Deaconess Freeman have said, that we must not just hear this word, we must be doers of it. Amen?
Amen.
I encourage you to go back and periodically read 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Start with the very first part of it, which deals with head coverings, which is another serious subject for our women. By the way, men, so you make no mistake about it, my sermon, hopefully for the next couple of weeks, will be about men. And women, y'all need to hear it too. I've been led to talk about men, holy men.
Amen.
Amen.
But just a man ain't no man. A holy man is what we need to talk about. Amen.
Amen.
As I get different marching orders next week, that's what we'll talk about. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 says the following. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Verse 25, in the same way he took the cup also after his supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it and eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And he will come, I submit to you. And so as we now, in that spirit, let us pray over the bread and the wine. Father God, I ask now that you bless this bread, that you sanctify it for the purpose you set aside for it, as well as the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Bless us and keep us now as we commune together on the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Let us commune together. As you heard in the scriptures, it said that Jesus said that we take this cup that personifies, represents his blood that was shed for us. Let us commune together on the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who died on Calvary's cross for our sins and who's coming back one day to claim his own. Let us commune. Father, we ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace. We pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let the church say amen.
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 If you
amen.
Would offer an
amen.
Amen.
Last Sunday, we collected $61, so that's our total for February so far.
Amen. The church say amen.
Amen.
Let us pray over an offering. Father, we ask now that every dime that comes in Word of God Church that it be, and Julius C. Freeman's Senior Outreach Ministry, that it be used to your glory and uplifting of your kingdom here on earth. I ask your blessings on those who gave and those who had not to give but had the spirit of giving. Bless us as we serve you, I pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clear? Amen. Well, we've come to the end of another worship service, and we give God the glory for your presence, and our love for you is unending. Amen?
Amen.
And so as we depart this call, take the name of Jesus with you wherever you go, this day and forevermore. God bless you all.
You guys have a nice week.
You too.
You too.
All right.
Bless you. Bless you all.
Bye.
Bye bye, man. God bless that man. God bless all of the children on the call. Amen.
Amen. Amen.